local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We are Pensacola Right Now, and it's Joe and Gracie with you for the next hour, getting a full rundown on anything and everything happening in your world today. Hard to believe that we have reached pretty much the end of September. Next week, it'll be October, Sunday, October 1st. I can't believe it. And I'm excited because weather's going to get a little bit cooler. Had some nice cloud cover today, keeping temperatures a bit on the low side, and should kind of stay that way tomorrow too, and then a little bit warmer with sunshine for the weekend. So overall, I'm not complaining too much, and I've always said that for me, October is my favorite month here in Pensacola. I don't know, and that's coming from, quote, an outsider, because, you know, I didn't live here, wasn't born and raised here, but man, when the humidity kind of goes away and it's just nothing but clear sunny skies, and you can bust out the light jackets, man, that's right there. And what about you?
You're kind of flirting with sweater weather today.
Well,
so,
I'm not necessarily flirting with the weather, but I do have my light hoodie on, which is a staple. If you know me, nobody loves light jackets or light hoodies more than I do. It could be 100 degrees outside, but here it's a nice cool 73, so I like to have it pretty much wherever I go. So, but definitely does not look as weird in the late September, October, November months as it does as it did last month when I was walking around here in a hoodie. But, yeah, we've got a big hour ahead here, a lot happening locally around the world. We do have the second presidential debate for the GOP tonight at 8 o'clock. You can catch it live right here on News Radio 92.3. We'll start with our top three stories here before we get our first check of the roads and weather this hour. By the way, the text line always open. Busy today, 850-437-1620. Always appreciate your interaction that we get each and every day. Top three stories. We start with the American soldier, Private Travis King, now back in U.S. custody on his way back to the United States if he's not here already.
Earlier today, he was transported to the border between North Korea and China, where he was met by our ambassador to the People's Republic of China, Nicholas Burns.
So I woke up this morning, and this is one of the first things I saw, was that North Korean state media announced that King would be expelled from the country, which just shocked me. King was taken into custody, of course, back in July after bolting across the DMZ. Sweden and China apparently playing big roles in getting the custody transfer. So I caught snippets of it during ABC World News with David Muir. I believe that he was actually escorted in North Korea to the border by Sweden, and then he was met there by U.S. officials in China, and then went from China to South Korea and then back flying home to the U.S. So, but yeah, absolutely shocked. I did not think he would see the light of day, at least in terms of whether we would know what happened to him ever again. But I was shocked that North Korea just kind of kicked him out to the woods and said, "Be gone. You're not welcome in our country." I did not expect that to happen at all. Other top stories here, of course, we did talk about the debate. So Florida Governor DeSantis will be center stage, VP Mike Pence, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also there. Again, you can catch that live at 8 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3. Also, the Senate still working to pass a bill funding the government through mid-November. House Speaker, though, Kevin McCarthy says not sure he sees support in his party for it. He intends to propose his own spending bill by Friday. Gracie, let's get an update on the roads and weather.
Roadways are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. Nothing to slow you down on Blue Angel, as well as 98 throughout West Pensacola, moving nicely. See anything else, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we'll get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Cloud cover will continue to keep things a little on the cool side as we head through Thursday. High temperatures will be in the mid to low 80s. So we'll see cloudy skies, but just a 30% chance that a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up Thursday. Rain chances low on Friday, and most likely this weekend it will be dry with mostly sunny skies. A little warmer into the weekend, though, with highs in the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Mostly cloudy right now in 82. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our local headlines today, a former deputy with the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office now charged with child porn possession. That 66-year-old Thomas Wilkie, who was arrested last week. He served as a deputy from 1994 to 2016. According to his arrest report, two images were found on his computer, despite them being deleted allegedly just hours before deputies served a search warrant. Also, hearing from Mayor D.C. Reeves this week, after days from moving to the new campus, Baptist Hospital officials now meeting with the city of Pensacola over a donation agreement for the Legacy Campus on East Street. We talked about this last week, said this would be happening. The first meeting was yesterday morning.
I don't see any roadblocks to an agreement. I think the biggest lift we have is an eight-figure, you know, amount that's got to have to be raised. And that donation agreement, the general format of that is going to be if the city is able to help procure X dollars in funding for demolition, then the property would be donated.
Yeah, so the cost of the demolition is estimated at around $15 to $20 million. And in order for the city to potentially get state or federal funding to aid in the cost of the demolition, the city has to own the property. So hence the donation agreement now being worked on. They plan to transform the old campus into affordable housing developments. After rolling it out as a pilot program last year, the Escambia School District is once again offering anger management classes to students as an alternative to suspensions.
When they're not in the classroom, they're not getting the instruction that they need. And so we've also found out, statistically, it tells us that students, when they're not at school, they're out on the streets, they're not necessarily at home.
That's student engagement coordinator Jeremy Tompkins. He talked to Channel 3 there. He says it's a four-week program. Parents have to sign off before allowing their children to join. Also, quickly here, a new recovery center for women is coming to Pensacola, or is here in Pensacola, but its grand opening is Friday afternoon downtown at 222 North Spring Street. Vice President Greer Noyes talking to Sue Strawn earlier this afternoon.
Yes, we are in the middle of downtown, but I mean, what a beautiful thing that we can walk and like really experience life with these women and also be in a journey, you know, to recovery.
It's called the Pearl Wellness Center. And Noy says that long-term care is the focus, so patients are there for a minimum of 90 days. For more information, you can visit thepearlrecoverycenter.com. 620 now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines are next. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit newsouthwindow.com to learn more.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I need love, love.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. But first, let me tell you a little bit about the Seafood Festival coming up this weekend. Actually, it starts this Friday. So Pensacola Seafood Festival is produced by Fiesta Pensacola. It's going to be Friday, September 29th through Sunday, October 1st. You can savor delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and really immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. It's going to be, again, the annual Pensacola Seafood Festival produced by Fiesta Pensacola. The festival is one of the largest arts and crafts fairs in Northwest Florida. More than 150 artisans and craftsmen, they come to our area from all around the country just for this event. So it's going to be lots of fun. You can find out more information, who's going to be there, what who's going to be playing on the stage, at what times, things like that. All that info is at our website, which is newsradio923.com. So taking a real quick look at the roads, really no slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Highway 90, nothing to slow you down. If you see anything else slowing you down throughout our area, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Coming up for weather, we do have some rain in the forecast. So tomorrow, 40% chance of rain with a high of 85. That's going to continue into tomorrow night as well. And then tonight, 40% chance of rain with a low of 71. Right now, we're looking really good. We do have some light rain throughout kind of like the Warrington area. But other than that, looking really good. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. And Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we look at state headlines. So tonight, a developer is asking the Surfside Town Commission to approve their plans for the site of the 2021 condo collapse. Families of loved ones lost in the tragedy are there to protest.
This is a bridge too far, and that's what's horrifying about it. You know, it's not about are you pro-develop or not pro-development. Everyone understands that loading docks and garbage trucks are not respectful of a memorial.
And those families say if the developer gets their way, loading docks would go right above a planned memorial to the 98 people who lost their lives that day.
Also, Citizens Property Insurance is trying to justify its request for the maximum rate increase allowed under law.
Clearly, the mandate we have from the legislature is to be actuarially sound and non-competitive with the private market.
So CEO Tim Cirio says that the state asked regulators for an increase of 11.5%, but says it's necessary to help the insurance industry recover. So over 360,000 Citizen customers have until October 10th deadline to either accept or decline the offers from the private insurers.
CSX and Hillsborough County are at odds over who's responsible for installing gates at railroad crossings. And over the weekend, six people were killed when a CSX train hit an SUV that was trying to cross. But since it happened on a private road, there was no crossing gate. CSX says it's up to the local authorities to decide if warning devices are installed, but the county says it has no authority to order a private property owner to install them.
Also, the winner of the $1.6 billion Mega Millions in Florida has come forward. It's the second largest jackpot in Mega Millions history, and the winning ticket was sold at a Publix in Neptune Beach. The winner has 90 days to remain anonymous.
Also, in Polk County, a man in jail now after allegedly attacking his ex-girlfriend and a Good Samaritan who had come to her aid inside of a convenience store. 35-year-old Jose Chavez had been on the loose since Sunday following the alleged attacks. Police say both victims are critically injured but are expected to survive. Taking a look at our national headlines quickly here, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and his wife pleading not guilty to federal bribery charges today. Retailers in Philadelphia assessing the damage after widespread looting happened. This was at Center City. Stores included the Apple Store, Lululemon, and Foot Locker, hit by about 100 people.
These were not protesters. These were criminals. These were people that took advantage of an opportunity, and again, you know, looking to destroy our city.
Yeah, about 15 to 20 arrests made there. Another sketchy daycare center being uncovered in New York City, this time a teenager accused of operating a ghost gun ring out of a home daycare center operated by his mother.
We don't want to sit back and say that, okay, we're doing a great job. No, if we found fentanyl in one daycare center, and a few days later we're finding guns, we have to continue to evolve our product.
Mayor Eric Adams there. DNA on pizza crust is being credited with leading to the arrest of the suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman. That revealed during a pretrial conference today. As prosecutors say, the pizza crust was thrown out in the trash and the DNA matched DNA that was found on one of the Gilgo victims. Senator Ted Cruz says illegal immigration reaching new heights.
Where's AOC? I assume she still has her white pantsuit. She just can't be bothered to cry in front of the Biden cages, because with Trump no longer in the White House, suddenly the suffering of those kids doesn't matter.
President Biden and the Democrats, he says, are ignoring the problem they created, and adds that illegal immigrants are modern-day slaves beholden to the cartels. Last weekend, there were more than 4,000 crossings in Eagle Pass. That's a look at what's happening around the country. Of course, 8 o'clock tonight, the second GOP presidential debate. It starts at 8 o'clock, and we will have it live right here on News Radio 92.3. Fox News Update is next. What's happening in the world of sports coming up? A big trade going down in the NBA.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Matt Napolitano. We're just over an hour away from the second Republican presidential debate hosted by Fox Business Network and Univision.
The seven candidates all vying for the party's nomination will have 2 hours to make their case to voters, with 1 minute to answer questions and a 30-second rebuttal period if they are mentioned. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis stands at the center with former UN ambassador and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy to his sides, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott to their side, former Vice President Mike Pence and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum on the wings.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, home of tonight's GOP debate, airing on the Fox Business Network and simulcast on Fox News Channel. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. There's a good possibility the United Auto Workers Union will further expand its strike on Friday. Citing a source, Reuters reports that unless there's serious progress in labor negotiations, UAW President Sean Fain will announce plans to strike additional Big Three automaker facilities starting at noon Eastern Time Friday. Reports indicate the car makers and the union remain far apart on several core issues. Stocks bounced around quite a bit today, ultimately ending the session mixed. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite both managed very narrow gains, but the Dow Industrials slipped 68 points. He had already postponed all September dates. Now Bruce Springsteen has scrapped all remaining scheduled 2023 shows, pushing them to next year with makeup dates to be announced soon. Reps for the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer say the shows are being postponed out of an abundance of caution as the boss deals with peptic ulcer disease. Springsteen thanked friends and fans for their good wishes and support. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Adding Damian Lillard gives the Milwaukee Bucks a super team feel. But that's not always a good thing these days. Sometimes that means putting together older players who are judged more on what they've done in the past than what they can do in the future. There's so much that goes into a championship season. Will he have chemistry with Giannis? Can he stay healthy? The answer is yes to all those questions. The Bucks are the team to beat. Just don't assume collecting amazing talent guarantees anything in the NBA. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wired.com for tickets and event information.
Join Darren McIntyre, Artistic Director of Ballet Pensacola, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 as he announces the season opener on stage at the Center Friday, October 6th at 7 p.m. The production of Dracula, backed by popular demand, October 6th through the 8th and the 13th through the 15th. Call in or text your questions for Darren and his guests to 850-437-1620 and tune in tomorrow at 10 to win tickets.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting. Honey.
Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie. Hope you are enjoying your week, having a good Wednesday. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a rundown of what's going on in sports tonight and throughout today. Well, we're looking good on the roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. Also looking good on 9th Avenue throughout Pensacola, Davis Highway throughout Pensacola, and Langley Avenue. Nothing to really slow you down. If you do see something else, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to be seeing some rain for the rest of the week. So coming up tomorrow, 40% chance of rain with the high of 85. We'll see 20% chance of rain for Friday. This weekend should be a pretty nice weekend with mostly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Tonight, we do still have a 40% chance of rain with a low of 71 right now. News Radio ThreatNet radar checking in clear. Again, if you see anything else on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we turn our attention to the sports world, again, big trade announced in the NBA today. Damian Lillard going from the Portland Trail Blazers to the Milwaukee Bucks as part of a three-team deal involving the Blazers, Bucks, and Phoenix Suns. So Portland will be receiving Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton, and draft picks. The Suns get four players, including Yusuf Nurkic and Grayson Allen. Major League Baseball, the Braves and the Cubs are just underway here, and that score 1-0 Braves in the top of the second inning. Earlier today, the Marlins lost to the Mets, rather, 11-2. It was a doubleheader tonight, so Game 1 was earlier today, and in Game 2, it starts at 6:35, so just starting here. That one on ESPN Plus, by the way. Also, the Rays up big on the Red Sox in the sixth inning, 5-0. Other scores in progress, the Guardians leading the Reds 4-0, the Orioles over the Nationals 2-0, and the Tigers up on the Royals 1-0, Pirates over the Phillies 5-0. Michigan State University making it official today, firing Mel Tucker with cause. He's out now as head football coach. The university began investigating Tucker after he was named in a sexual misconduct complaint. Health business and science notes today. The Senate is expected to advance a landmark marijuana banking bill. The Secure and Fair Enforcement Regulation Act would give the marijuana industry access to banking services and provide legal protection to banks that offer services to state-approved marijuana businesses.
Also, 25 years ago today, Google was born. It might seem hard to remember a time before the giant search engine became the dominant force on the internet, but in the tech world at large, it actually started because of a PhD project at Stanford University in 1998.
Yeah, that is hard to believe. The final supermoon of the year will illuminate the sky on Friday. According to the Farmer's Almanac, the harvest supermoon will reach its peak just before 5 a.m. our time. A supermoon happens when the moon's orbit is closest to Earth at the same time the moon is full, and it's about 16% brighter than an average moon.
Also, nearly 20 million Americans say that they've experienced long COVID last year. That's according to a new study from the CDC.
And, you know, we're starting the long path to see if we can develop some innovative treatments for it.
Researchers at Baylor University say most common symptoms are fatigue, breathing difficulty, headaches, and brain fog.
Also, a stinky situation along the Texas Gulf Coast thanks to red tide. Returning to Galveston and South Padre Island for the first time since 2018. So it affects the central nervous system of fish by producing a higher than normal concentration of algae that produces a toxin. So the fish wash ashore and die, leading to a nice stench.
Also in health business and science notes, there is going to be a recall. Hyundai and Kia are recalling almost 3.4 million cars and telling owners to park them outside due to the risk of causing fires. So the recall covers several cars, including the SUV models from 2010 to 2019, and including the Hyundai Santa Fe and the Kia Sorento SUVs.
Taking a look at our pop culture notes today, Travis Kelce says he'll be keeping his private life private, but He has now spoken out a bit on his surprise guest at Sunday's Chiefs game.
Paparazzi outside your house?
For sure, 100%. How do you know, they all have British accents, know, too. Or something European. What?
How do you know if they're paparazzi?
But they have a camera in their hands and they're screaming my name.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, so that was on the New Heights podcast today with Travis and Jason Kelsey. Taylor, Gracie, you were a first-time listener onto the podcast. You actually listened to a bit more than I did. Looking right now at YouTube, hold on a second, Jason. 10 hours ago, it's got 1 million views.
That's crazy. That's just on YouTube, too. I didn't even watch on YouTube. I watched on on Spotify.
Oh, okay. So I watched it on YouTube there. So, yeah, obviously the Swifty Army is rolling out there, checking out the podcast. We were all wanting to know what Travis was going to say about the weekend that was with Taylor. Not really saying much. He said, yeah, you know, hey, it's my private life. She's much more private, doesn't do media stuff nearly as much as I do, but had this to say.
I just thought it was awesome how everybody in the suite had nothing but great things to say about her. You know, the friends and family. She looked amazing. Everybody was talking about her in great light. And on top of that, you know, the day went perfect for Chiefs fans, of course.
Yeah, that is an understatement there. You were telling me in the first hour about a segment that they had to kind of endear themselves to the Swifties. Obviously, they knew what this episode was going to be and the people that were going to be tuning in. And so they had, quote, not dumb football questions that they were taking from listeners.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was towards the end, but they were basically like, if you have any questions about football, but it was funny for them to have to explain kind of like elementary level football things, like what's a field goal, what's a down, where can I watch, like what's the sports channel I should be watching it on, things like that. So it was funny, and I didn't even realize someone had like asked a question like, tight end is actually a position in American football. So it's like internationally people are listening to and like learning about the Kelsey brothers from Taylor Swift. So
yeah,
pretty cool there. On the topic, StubHub says that ticket sales for the Sunday game for the Chiefs versus the Jets in New York City has tripled in the last 24 hours. The Chiefs have sold more tickets in a single day since the start of the season. Taylor Swift is going to be in New York City while on the break from her Eras tour.
Yeah, no, we talked about this yesterday. You were on the side that you didn't think she was going to be there. I said she's going to be there. I mean, who knows? I just think that there are going to be only two opportunities after this week where she will get to see Travis before the Eras tour starts back up. So
yeah,
I think she will be there. And I dare say, and I wish we get a chance to see this play out, because with everything going on off the field, if Aaron Rodgers is in uniform and playing for the Jets, I dare say that this had the potential to be the most watched regular season game ever.
Yeah.
The most watched regular season game ever, by the way, was last Thanksgiving. The Cowboys, I think they played the Giants, because I looked it up because I didn't want to speak too far out of my butt on this one. But because there was like, what, 24.1 million viewers for Sunday's game. The most watched NFL regular season game last November, Thanksgiving, was like 40 million. So we're talking about 15 million people. I think they would have gotten it if Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Jets on Sunday night. As it is, it's Zach Wilson. The Jets are imploding. The Chiefs should win this one handily. So it's Sunday night, obviously. It's NBC, a nationwide audience, which is going to see more viewers anyway. It's in prime time, obviously, but you know, while the Chiefs Cowboys or I'm sorry, the Chiefs game was the quote national game of the week for much of the country, not everybody got that game.
Yeah.
So because you had the Cowboys playing at the same time, I know here locally, I think the Cowboys was the local broadcast. Of course, you know, I have Sunday tickets, so I was watching both of them, but with it being on NBC in prime time on Sunday night, we will see more viewers tuning in this week. I'm pretty confident of saying that. I don't think it'll be the most watched game.
Yeah, no, but definitely, I'm gonna definitely tune in on Sunday, and I don't even really support the Chiefs or the Jets, but yeah. Gonna get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before some more pop culture notes for today. We're looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. We do have an accident on Massachusetts Avenue. It's going to be in the westbound direction as you are heading towards. If you're at, right after you pass Hollywood Avenue, a small accident there, really not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. See something else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're looking pretty good, but we are definitely going to be seeing some rain right now. It's mostly cloudy, but tomorrow, 40% chance of rain throughout the day with a high of 85. Mostly cloudy right now, and 82 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Discover. Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of the year, at the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back that you've earned. That's right. Everything that you've earned doubled. You can see the terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. By the way, we'll see what happens here. I mean, obviously, if you've listened to any part of the show here over the last week or so, you probably picked up on the fact that both Gracie and I are very much rooting for Travis and Taylor to continue and to grow into their feelings and become the ultimate power couple. Since the 70s, the Dallas Cowboys have been referred to as America's team. I wonder if this would be the thing that could change that, where the Kansas City Chiefs in the heartland, in the Midwest, become America's team if Travis and Taylor do end up perhaps becoming married someday. I don't know.
And they're winners. Like, they have two Super Bowls. Yeah. Like, they're the team that
they have
watched.
The quarterback,
like,
and
So I could kind of see that, too. But I hope he keeps the mustache, because that would help.
Long way away there. 6:48 here at News Radio 92.3. Couple of quick pop culture notes. So Bruce Springsteen sitting out the rest of the year due to peptic ulcer disease, posting on social media that he is on the mend, and postponed events will be made up in 2024. Tickets for those events are still good.
It's a beautiful day. Hey.
Also, I know Andrew McKay is going to be excited about this one. U2 is releasing their new song, Atomic City, coming up on Friday, same day that they'll start their concert series at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, I know the song that you just played there, but I mean, good for Andrew, I guess. Wacky and weird headlines. So 70% of people say they will pretend to like meals in order to avoid hurting somebody's feelings. Definitely been there, done that. Only 53% of people in relationships say their partner's cooking is good. I talked about this last hour. My wife made just the worst cilantro lime rice, and way too much lime. And this was a few years ago. I took a bite, and it was just repulsive. She says, "How is it?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And she's like, "I don't know about that." So she took a bite and she spit it out and said, "Spit that out. That's disgusting. Tell me, you know, be honest with me." I'm like, "Okay." So I have been honest ever since then.
Oh my goodness, that is funny. I'm in a rude awakening because I don't know how to cook at all. But I definitely can relate to this with just things that I don't like, that I have to pretend to move around my plate a little bit. Also, talking about things, maybe not necessarily gifts that you don't like, but that you just never use. New survey came out that shows that the average person gets 7 gifts a year that they will never use. The worst gift givers are usually friends, children, and coworkers. 26% say that they'll just donate unwanted gifts to charity, while 15% will consider rewrapping the gift and then giving it to someone else.
Yeah, and my wife hates me for this too, because I don't like getting gifts that I buy my own stuff. And especially frustrating for Jacqueline around the holidays, where I'll be in some sporting goods store or just, you know, whatever, and I'll see something and I'm like, "Oh yeah, like I really like that." And rather than tell my wife and says, "Hey, I'd like this, I just buy it.
Yeah.
And so that really leaves nothing for Jacqueline to buy me. So I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
That's how Levi, he'll like say, oh, yeah, no, that looks good. And I'll make a mental note like, okay, I'm going to get that. And then he'll be like, oh, you know what I ordered? And yeah, it's the thing. And yeah, I'm like, come on, man. Right. 6:51, we'll get a quick break. We'll come back with some more wacky and weird stuff as well as some good news to finish off this Wednesday night.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really interesting conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves. Talked about everything from planting trees in nice neighborhoods versus less well-off neighborhoods, the Bay Bluffs Park and all of the issues with the boardwalk there needing to be demolished, unfortunately, and recycling, of course, which is going through major changes right now. We also talked to ECUA's Bruce Woody about some of those issues, recycling in particular. You can find all of those interviews and every hour of the show podcasted at newsradio923.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal.
You love it's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, like dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday night. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. Nothing too bad to slow you down. Well, really no slowdowns to report.
Yeah.
I-10 and I-110 looking good. If you do ever see something, you see an accident, have details, give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. For weather, expect some rain coming up tomorrow, 40% throughout the day and a high of 85, and 40% chance of rain tonight as well, mostly in the overnight hours with a low of 71. Mostly cloudy right now. It's 82 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you so much. Right now, 6:55, we'll get a check of some wacky and weird headlines. So we start with a Florida woman accused of stealing a young alligator from her old job for a photo shoot and then keeping it in the bathtub of her hotel room. That's Madison Steffen, who used to work at a place called Croc Encounters in Tampa and apparently still had a set of keys. So that's how she was able to break in. She told cops she was borrowing the alligator for a photo shoot she was doing for her birthday.
Super weird. Also, a really honestly more disturbing story than wacky. A high school football coach near Cleveland has resigned after his team used racist and anti-Semitic language to call out their plays last week. So the players at Brooklyn High School repeatedly used the word Nazi during the game against Beechwood High School. Well, the Beechwood community is 90% Jewish. Brooklyn finally stopped using the term in the second half of the game after the Beechwood team threatened to pull their players from the field.
Excuse me. Yeah, totally puzzling, bizarre, troubling, just anything you want to throw out there, I'm okay with. But every now and then you just hear about this story. And, you know, we had the one yesterday where the youth football coach, I mean, you know, that's one person, obviously, and, you know, whatever is up with him, that's his business. But there are so many people involved before it even gets to the field on a Friday night where the other team is hearing this Nazi call from over and over again and not stopping until the second half where they're finally like, look, if you don't knock this off, we're going to leave. And then they said, okay, you know, we don't want to forfeit or whatever. But the idea that this could make it into a game and, you know, whether the coaches are pleading ignorance or whether they were knowledgeable and never stopped it, just totally beyond my comprehension.
Yeah.
But every now and then you just hear one of these stories where it's just like, how in the world could this possibly have happened? Mm-hmm. And it's just super bizarre. Also in wacky stories here, let's see, which one did we not do?
Well, we haven't talked about the Airbnb. It's not
wacky. Oh, that's right.
But, someone recreated Shrek's swamp in the Scotland Highlands. So it's going to be on Airbnb. The one downside is you'll have to take a trip to Scotland and pay for your own way to get there. But once you are, you can check it out. It's only a 2-night stay, but you can be the lucky guest to be able to relax with the earwax candlelight, just like they have in the Shrek movie. And in the morning, you can have some waffles.
Yeah, not a big Shrek guy. I watched this once and not even the whole thing. I didn't see Shrek 2 or 3. Honestly, anytime I've heard Shrek, I always think about this girl that when I was in college, we were kind of getting to know, you know, it's like, oh, she's cute. Yeah, he's cute. Maybe we'll see. She said, hey, you remind me of Shrek. And I said, excuse me? Because I know about the ogre. I know about the donkey. But she says, yeah, you remind me of Shrek. And I said, excuse me? And she says, oh, no. I meant like the human version in Shrek 2. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I've never seen Shrek 2. And this was predating iPhone, so I couldn't just Google the Shrek monster, you know, the human version of Shrek. But yeah, she's, oh yeah, I'm sorry. It's the human version, not the ogre. I'm like, ah, I don't know if I believe you, but thanks, no thanks. And I don't recall ever speaking to her again.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, so that's my Shrek story there. 6:59, that'll do it for us here on a Wednesday. A programming reminder. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have the GOP presidential debate from the Reagan Library in California. You can catch that right here. We'll do it tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.